The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM. This is KNX News 97.1 FM.
The people you know, the voices you trust.
Yeah, I'm Rob Archer.
And I'm Karen Adams. The rain is very heavy. North of L.A., authorities have ordered people to leave their homes in parts of Santa Barbara County. And it's been so bad in Montecito near Santa Barbara, the entire community is being evacuated. Roads are flooded and waterways swollen. Our Pete Demetrio is at the 101 near Summerlin, just south of Santa Barbara with the latest. Pete.
That give you an idea of exactly how bad it is. It's taken me 30 minutes to go less than a mile and a quarter here on the 101 freeway because as you're getting closer to Santa Barbara and Montecito areas that were burned in the Thomas Fire 5 years ago, well, you've got water and mud and flows that are coming on down and impacting the 101 freeway. It was doing that as far as 15 miles back, but in the last mile or two when you hit Summerlin, well, it's a non-starter. You're hardly moving at this point.
And continuing our coverage of this stormy weather, the Bay Area once again getting soaked by an atmospheric river. This after getting hammered with torrential rains during the New Year holiday. But the good news, says reporter Matt Bigler, is that the storm system that moved into Northern California overnight has not been quite as bad as expected.
We just had some really sloppy driving conditions this morning. Nothing like the deluge we had on New Year's Eve, but it's been some really steady rain, sort of a mild atmospheric river. I think we've had several inches over the last 48 hours or so. So not a real strong system, but certainly enough to cause lots of traffic accidents.
However, there are several rivers and creeks around the Bay Area that have reached flood levels. Bigler describes damages to an elementary school after the Alameda Creek overran its banks.
Portable classrooms being picked up and moved 2 to 3 feet. That's how bad the water was, how high the water was, and the mud. This whole school, well, the back area of this school is just caked with mud, and the portable classrooms are off their foundations. There's a play area that's been destroyed.
Forecasters say the atmospheric river has shifted a little south, so Central California is getting the brunt of it today.
The second semester of the school is beginning, and the superintendent of LA Unified is highlighting some successes. Margaret Carrero has the story.
When it comes to enrollment, Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says they were bracing for a 4.9% decline. Although they are still declining, he says it's a much lower rate at 1.9%.
You'd have to go back 12 years to match that rate. I believe, our team believes, that if that data continues to improve, we may see a stabilization of enrollment going into next year.
While half of the district's students were chronically absent during the last school year, Carvalho says,
we have improved chronic absenteeism by 11%. That's still not enough. We need to continue to do better. Our average daily attendance has also improved this year. We are on the right track.
Academically, he says they posted the highest graduation rate in the history of the school district at more than 87%. But Carvalho noted there is much more to be done, with students having lost ground in reading and math proficiency. At Gulf Avenue Steam School and Magnet Center in Wilmington, I'm Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A Tarzana man has pleaded guilty in a $6 million scheme targeting people who wanted to lose weight and look younger. Prosecutors say the man sold used skin-tightening devices that he misbranded as new, as well as counterfeit machines that he claimed could be used with fat-reducing lasers. He could face up to 23 years in prison when he's sentenced in June.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.